Hi, welcome to another episode of Rocking 20s. We're now on episode 12, and today we're going to talk about social media. Everyone is talking about social media, and in this day and age where there are many voices, lots of information to be found online, and content is mass-produced, you don't really need to hear it from me again. But here you are, might as well stay for the next 10 minutes, and let's see what we can learn. Here are some facts. There are 3.7 billion active social media users around the world. Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp handles 60 billion messages a day. Wow, that's a lot. And the daily average social media use is 142 minutes a day. Many people believe that the rising cases of depression and anxiety amongst our generation is largely correlated with social media use. Depression is particularly increasing among girls, and researchers suggested that the increase in mental illnesses in our generation is connected to the rise of social media amongst adolescents and young adults. Now, it's easy to get lost in this world of likes, follows, and online gratification. And I know that we've all seen how good and bad social media can be and how it can destroy lives and how it can bring people together. We are the generation that grew up in the rise of social media. I remember my first ever profile was on Friendster. I was in fifth grade, and my friends and I huddled over this one computer as we check our pages and customize it with glitter and added an MP3 playlist on our profiles. At the same time, we left comments on each other's pages. It was all fun and it looked very harmless back in the day. But as smartphones began to be popular, more people got to access social media. And as these devices and apps continue to evolve and become more user-friendly and intuitive, it gets harder and harder to resist it. And now, once the harmless thing became our generation's biggest addiction. Recently, a documentary called Social Dilemma became trending on Netflix. I watched the whole thing, and as a person who is beginning to understand data and how it can be useful and destructive, I really didn't like how dramatic it was at first. But then, these people were telling true stories and they were the experts at this. And I agree that such an incredible amount of data should be handled responsibly with the interests and security of people in mind. But we're here now and social media is not going to go anywhere. If anything, it's about to get more addicting as time goes. I used to have a love-hate relationship with it, and I hate how negatively it impacted my life. But as a creative person who thrives in expression and inspiration that can be found online, I know that I'd like to stay connected, at least for now. So thinking about that, I knew that if I wanted to stay on social media, I have to make changes in how I approach it. And with much discipline and a change of perspective, I can now say that I just enjoy social media for what it is and what it should just be. So here are the things that I've learned and done that helped me get to this point. First is I learned to consume it and use it with intention. There are many factors that can make social media addicting or become a source of toxicity for us. And if you've developed a habit of constantly checking your newsfeed, scrolling through the night, and refreshing every minute, chances are you're consuming a lot of negative things and your brain is absorbing a lot of unnecessary information and news that won't really help you at all. Well, I used to be like that too. I get pulled into these Twitter dramas and I look as my friends on Facebook fight politically. And it was entertaining at first, but then I realized I was spending so much of my time into these toxic things that really doesn't help me in my personal growth. Every day I get exposed into a lot of fake news and a lot of pop culture. And from time to time, I always feel that I needed a break. So I would do just that. I would take a week-long break or a month-long break from social media because I acknowledge the fact that it is doing harm to my mind and is affecting the way that I'm living. But after learning how to use and consume social media with intention, I no longer feel the need to take these breaks anymore because social media doesn't overwhelm me or overpower my life anymore. And if you were just like me, maybe you can do this as well and start approaching social media with intention. Ask yourself, why do I want to stay on social media? Well, if you got on it when you were very young, chances are you just hopped on the trend and for fun, and that's not wrong. But as you grow older, you really need to rethink how you want to consume and use it. For me, my intentions for using social media is first and foremost for connecting. Just like everybody else, it is through social media that I can connect with family and friends all over the world. And during this situation we're in, the longing for connection and interaction is greater. And I'm happy that we have social media that can help us do just that. But I don't solely depend on social media for these connections. If anything, it's just one medium or one way that I can connect with family and friends, because after all, real personal live connections are still the best. But again, we can't do as much of it as we want to right now. Next would be for expression. As a creative person, I find joy in sharing my work to the world. And it's easy to fall into the trap of sharing for the likes and follows that you will get. But then again, sharing is part of the creative process. There's that thrill and excitement when you share your work for people to see. And it really makes you a better artist, whether you're into photography, writing, or filmmaking, whatever that may be. There is a benefit when you share your work for people to see. It makes you a better artist. It makes you grow. And for me, I use social media for that function, mainly Instagram and YouTube. And lastly, I use it for inspiration. Again, this is connected to my creative pursuit. I find so much inspiration online from people that I would never meet in real life. And these are creatives, photographers, writers, and all of them are just posting all this content that I really love and admire. So yes, that again, my intentions would be connection, expression, and inspiration. These are the things that guide me in my use and consumption of social media. It affects how I interact with it day to day. So yes, we need to begin with intention. Why do we want to use social media? Next thing that I've learned and done is to follow with purpose. Thankfully, I never really had any insecurity when it comes to my body because of the photos I see online. Probably because I never really followed Instagram models and celebrities that much. But I know that this is not the case for most people. Sometimes we follow these profiles because we want to get inspired, but then it can get ugly over time as we begin to compare our bodies to their bodies, and it begins to feed us with insecurity, and it affects our self-esteem and our confidence. So I just checked and I follow close to 600 profiles on Instagram. I know that's a lot, and I may need to get rid of some. But most of these people are either photographers, filmmakers, writers, and other creatives that I love and admire. Majority are friends, and others are companies that I would like to support and see what they're up to. So what am I saying here? I only follow profiles which will contribute to me fulfilling the intentions that I stated before. So all these profiles that I follow either connect me to the people that I care about, or give me inspiration in my creative journey and give me information that I can apply with my life and work. To be honest, I even unfollow or not follow friends and family who post things that I don't find meaningful or valuable. It's nothing personal, it's just how I keep my feed a healthy place. And lastly, I've learned to set limits. All of my social media notifications are turned off throughout the day 24/7. This means I don't really get the impulse to check it every time because I don't get notified about what's happening. And next, I know that I've mentioned it before, but I have this wind down schedule where my phone turns to grayscale from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. and I have timers on my social media apps that help me see and control how much time I spend on it every day. Doing this really helped me set limits to my social media use, although I won't say that I'm the model for self-discipline and self-control because after all, I wouldn't be needing to apply so many of these tools to help me stop myself from using social media all the time. But using these tools to help me actively set limits was really a game changer. And one tip, whenever you like to get on a deep level of focus or work, you can put your phone as far away from you as possible so that you won't get to see it that much. Chances are you're less likely to pick it up and you won't fall into that habit of endless scrolling. Again, there are good things and bad things about social media. How it affects you is connected to how you approach it. In my experience, by being intentional, knowing the purpose, and setting limits really helped me enjoy social media for what it is and what it should just be. Like I said, I no longer feel the need to take social media breaks because it's unnecessary for me for now because social media does not control my life anymore. And whenever I'm on it, there are many things I consume that make me feel inspired, challenges me, gives me information and knowledge I know nothing about before, and makes me happy and makes me laugh. But yeah, from time to time, it would still be very helpful to get those social media breaks. And if we can live without social media, that would be great as well. As most of our work and business becomes intertwined with these platforms, it can get harder to just get rid of everything. I know some people who are not on it and are enjoying their best lives, and I know some who enjoy social media and the meaningful connections that they've found through it. At the end of the day, it's really up to us. Social media can be toxic or not toxic depending on how we use and consume it. And yeah, that's it. That's what I've learned and what I'm currently doing, how I'm managing social media, and how I'm not letting it control my life. I hope you've learned something from what I've shared, and if you're going to start to try it and apply it in your lives, maybe you can let me know. If you have any thoughts about this, any tips or tools you use to help you manage your social media usage, you can let me know. I'll read them and I'll respond to it like always. And yes, if you are looking for profiles that will give you information, inspiration, and encouragement, you might want to follow Rocking 20s on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, I hope that you have the best days of your life. Keep rocking in your 20s. Bye! Hey, if you like this video and you think your friends and family will benefit from this, you might want to share this with them. Tag Rocking20s on Facebook and Instagram and let us know that you are listening. Give this video a thumbs up and subscribe since you're here. Bye!